Today's podcast is brought to you by the Gen 40 Heater. Reduce your heating bills today and save $50 with code word HOWIEDEAL. To order, go to EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, it's all a matter of degree. If we wait 10 more years, it's not as bad as if you wait 20 or you wait 30, because the temperature just keeps going up.
It's getting hot in here. Is it just me?
The bottom line is, we have to take into account that climate change is real, or people will be caught the way the people in Texas were.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I certainly agree that we are facing a more dangerous period than we faced in Oklahoma City.
Well, this reporter was possibly a little hasty earlier.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Does President Biden still consider Andrew Cuomo the gold standard when it comes to leadership on the pandemic?
I've met with him in my office. I've met with him on Zooming.
Look out, but thousands are Zooming.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We got a lot of stuff today, as always, including a scathing dissent by Justice Clarence Thomas. There was a 6-3 ruling today in the U.S. Supreme Court not to take up the Pennsylvania election cases, 6-3. It was as in Texas versus Oklahoma, Alito and Thomas. They were joined today by Neil Gorsuch, raising the question, where was Barrett, Kavanaugh, Roberts? But they were nowhere to be found. But Justice Thomas issued a scathing dissent. I'll read some of it later on in the show. Another local story, kind of interesting. As Marty Walsh prepares to leave office, the medical director of the Boston Health Commission is a woman named Jennifer Lowe. Can't quite confirm it, but it looks like she makes $185,000 a year. Do you know where she's been working out of since November? It's now late February. Hawaii. Aloha. $185,000 a year to be the medical director of the Boston Health Commission, and you're working out of Hawaii and getting a nice write-up in the local Hawaii newspaper about tiny bubbles, real big paycheck. We've got a copy of her latest Zoom meeting that she took place, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that she says aloha when she joins the meeting, but I don't know if that'll happen or not. We'll talk about that later as well. The first thing I wanted to start with is just if you're feeling a little down as the COVID nonsense continues, there is a funny story in the Washingtonian magazine, and as I told you the other day, all magazines are the same now, whether it's GQ, Sports Illustrated, Essence, 17, they're all exactly the same. It's all, equity. It's all orange man bad. So this time, Washingtonian Magazine sent a reporter in to the Trump International Hotel, which is in the old post office, the old longtime post office for Washington, D.C. on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a great location, but it was a dilapidated old building. It cost millions, tens of millions to renovate it when Trump took it over and got a 99-year lease. And it hasn't done as well as his other properties because everybody is being shunned and shamed into not going there. But so Washingtonian sends in this reporter, Jessica Sidman, to talk about how bad it is. The headline is, Trump Hotel employees reveal what it was really like catering to the right-wing elite. That would include such people as me and Grace. Because when we went down for the Christmas at the White House, in, I think it was 2017, Grace wanted to have a drink there before we went to the White House. So we did. Anyway, so here's one of the things. She got some scoops on what it's like when Trump comes in. As soon as Trump was seated, the server had to discreetly present, that's in quotes, discreetly present, a mini bottle of Purell hand sanitizer. This was before COVID. What's the complaint? He's doing all the Dr. Fauci stuff, right? Even before Dr. Fauci had become the leading statesman in America.
He was for antibacterial hand sanitizer before Dr. Fauci was against it.
Right. That's why the other night when I saw him at Mar-a-Lago and he wouldn't shake my hand, he just did the fist bump. I didn't take it personally. I know that's the way he's always been, you know? Next, Q dialogue. Good day, evening, Mr. President. Would you like your Diet Coke with or without ice? Isn't that kind of a standard thing? I'd like a martini. Would you like that on the rocks or straight up? What's the big deal? Okay. Now, here's the thing I just told Grace about. This is the big scandal. This is going to be Article 1 in the third impeachment trial. The manual, I guess that's for service to the owner, instructed the server to open many glass bottles of Heinz ketchup in front of Trump, taking care to ensure he could hear the seal make the pop sign. Dun, dun, dun! I need some sound effects here, Taylor. To make matters worse, Trump also liked junk food. Don't forget the snacks. A tray of junk food needed to be available for every Trump visit. I think I've told you this. That's what it was on the plane when during the campaign. This is the way it's always been. This woman's treating it like she's going to get a Pulitzer Prize for her deeply sourced story, like this is the next Russian collusion hoax or the next Capitol police officer murdered by Trump deplorables with fire extinguisher. Lay's potato chips, specifically sour cream and onions. Milky Way Snickers. Nature Valley granola bars, Tic Tacs, gummy bears, Chips Ahoy, Oreos, Nutter Butters, Tootsie Rolls, chocolate-covered raisins, and Pop Secret.
The investigation continued. Meantime, the newspapers were still making front-page material out of the story.
Okay. Remember when Mike Pence said in 2016, he said, I've met Trump's children, and, you know, there's an old saying in the Midwest, you can't fake good children. Well, guess what? We have a confirmation. This is from the article. Trump's children were fairly low-key and polite. They just came in, did their thing, and left. And then there was the time that the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, and his wife were staying at the hotel when they moved down. And the restaurant lost the Treasury Secretary's coat. Uh-oh. Can you imagine what Andrew Cuomo or Kennedy would have done if they had lost their coats? Mnuchin, thankfully, wasn't a jerk about it. Apparently he was polite, too, just like the Trump family. These bastards. Why did the help work there? Why did the help work with this crew of scurvy plutocrats and rich trust-funded bastards? They clocked in, this again from the story, because the place paid well, really well. Michael Rivera, a former bartender at the lobby bar, that's where Grace and I were before we went over to the White House, says he pulled in more than $100,000 a year with tips, at least $30,000 more than he made at the Hay Adams, another hotel in D.C. downtown. He says it's the best paying job he's had in his 25-year career with generous health benefits to boot, a comment echoed by many other employees. Bastard! He was giving them good health insurance! No wonder he was such a terrible president. Quote, this is from the guy, Rivera, the bartender. People would literally come up to me and give me $100 bills and be like, you must be the best bartender in the world if you work here. A group of three or four guys would come in, have a round of drinks. I could easily sell them over $1,000. You don't see that at too many bars. And you want to talk about bad business practices at the bar? Here we go. They interview one of the guys who was buying the supplies, the food supplies for the restaurant. His name was Williamson. Williamson, who joined the Trump International in early 2018 and worked there for 2 years, found that food purveyors with whom he had great relationships were suddenly sending him rotten produce and subpar cuts of meat and fish. I had to double and triple check a lot of this product. I guarantee you someone in that warehouse was picking this product, saw where it was going, and it was like, oh, bleep it, let's give him this stuff. Here's another guy. Here's a guy who rode in on the Metro, the D.C. subway every day. This was a manager who was pro-Trump and loved his job. When he took a break on the hotel terrace, joggers would give him the finger. One time he says he wore his uniform on the Metro to work and his fellow passengers yelled at him, "Shame on you! How could you work for a person like that? You're a racist!" He never commuted in uniform again. Eventually, he just didn't want to deal with the harassment anymore. He left. So as Newsbuster says, so it turns out that this article in a terrible magazine purporting to reveal the poor working conditions at the Trump International Hotel inadvertently boomeranged by revealing that the employees were well compensated and that their poor treatment was meted out not by the Trumps, but by the TDS crowd that Sidman and her magazine cater to. Pretty entertaining piece of a random act of journalism, as the late Rush Limbaugh would say. Great news! The Gen 40 heater is back and just in time for the really cold temps. Oil prices are going to go up. The Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped. 35 million gallons of oil a day that aren't going to the U.S., it's going to Red China. Now there's a new moratorium on fracking on federal land. That means natural gas prices are going through the roof. You saw how cold it was in Texas this last week. It's cold in New England. It's cold everywhere. You need to start planning, and that means you need the Gen 40 heater, which I'm holding here in my left hand on social media. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. Did it come in handy this weekend for you, Taylor, down in Bristol County?
Yeah, sure did. As you know, we use it in the baby's room primarily. Last night, the baby was sleeping, and we had I actually set up a fire in the living room, in the fireplace, obviously. But it was, you know, it was a lot of work getting up and down, maintaining the fire, just to keep the living room warm. I said, boy, if I just had another Gen 40 heater, this wouldn't be a problem at all. So I'm considering getting another one now because it's so
easy
to use.
Joe Biden was saying the same thing. Do you know how tough it is for him to get off the couch right in the middle of binging on 25 matlocks in a row?
But I go out in the backyard. I not only throw a log on the fire, I cut the firewood myself. I chop it.
Ugh. Too much. The Eden Pure. I'd rather have an Eden Pure Gen 40. It makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working more from home now, and you will need to pay closer attention to the heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HOWIEDEAL to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HOWIEDEAL for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. BOGO is back. Buy one, get one. This is 1 week only and expires this Sunday, February 28th. To order, go to EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. Buy one, get one. It's a great deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will we ever see the Durham report?
They asked Merrick Garland about that today, and he's the nominee of Joe Biden to be the next attorney general. And, of course, he was giving them the hamana hamana Let's play the cut. Cut eight.
If confirmed, would you commit to publicly releasing Special Counsel Durham's report, just like Mueller report was made public?
So, Senator, I am a great believer in transparency. I would, though, have to talk with Mr. Durham and understand the nature of what he's been doing and the nature of the report. But I am a bigot, very much committed to transparency and to explaining Justice Department decision-making.
When they tell you they're into transparency, they're not into transparency, right? Like so many things these Democrats say, whenever they say they're for something, you can assume they're against it. Like, for instance, freedom of speech or the right to bear arms. They mean that means you have the right to carry a blunderbuss around and shoot at wild turkey for 1 week in the fall. That's their idea of the Second Amendment. So I'm going to say no, we're not going to see the just based on that cut alone, I think you know the answer. No, we're not going to see the Durham report.
96% say we're not going to see any of it.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the Hunter. This is about the Hunter Biden case. He gets asked if you discussed the Hunter Biden case with Joe. And again, the answer is rather obvious, as you'll soon see. Cut six.
So have you discussed this Hunter Biden case with the president or anyone else?
I have not. The president made abundantly clear in every public statement before and after my nomination that decisions about investigations and prosecutions will be left to the Justice Department. That was reason that I was willing to take on this job. And so the answer to your question is no.
He doesn't have to discuss it. What does he think he's expected to do? Did Jack Kennedy have to discuss with Bobby Kennedy whether they were going to investigate the voter fraud in Illinois and the Rio Grande counties of Texas in the 1960 presidential campaign? I think not. Let's play the cut of John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. Speaking of John Kennedy, a different John Kennedy. The senator from Louisiana asking Garland, this is the question that trips them all up. Should men be allowed to compete in women's sports? In other words, is Title IX gone now in order to placate a tiny minority of the population? Cut nine.
In my last 20 seconds, I'm going to ask you if you agree with this statement, allowing... And I'm not suggesting the answer one way or the other. I just want to know what you believe. Allowing biological males to compete in an all-female sport deprives women of the opportunity to participate fully and fairly in sports and is fundamentally unfair to female athletes.
This is a very difficult societal question that you're asking here. I know what underlies it.
I know what you're going to be Attorney General.
I may not be the one who has to make policy decisions like that, but it's not that I'm adverse to it. Look, I think every human being should be treated with dignity and respect.
Even women.
That's an overriding sense of my own character, but an overriding sense of what the law requires. The particular question of how Title IX applies in schools is one, and in light of the Bostock case, which I know you're very familiar with, is something that I would have to look at when I have a chance to do that. I've not had the chance to consider these kinds of issues in my career so far. But I agree that this is a difficult question.
Not that difficult. You know the answer you're going to make. You're going to throw the women under the bus. That's what you're going to do. It's not difficult at all. What's difficult is trying to explain your decision to the American people who are inalterably opposed to this, that they think women should have an equal opportunity to compete. That's what Title IX was all about, passed by a Democrat Congress, I believe, many, many years ago. And now it's gone for reasons of political expediency. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing, there are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, so you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, Raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. After listening to those sound cuts from Merrick Garland, the next Attorney General of the United States, and who was blocked, remember, in 2016 by Mitch McConnell, the then Majority Leader of the Senate, 978 says, Mitch McConnell moves up a notch in my book for blocking this disaster Garland from SCOTUS. Then again, Kavanaugh and ACB aren't looking much better. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem, huh? the only thing Garland did not say was, let me be real clear here, which when Obama utters, you knew he was lying. Yeah. Another one is, make no mistake.
Make no mistake.
I'm about to tell you a big bleeping whopper of a lie. And that's my giveaway. Make no mistake. Let it be clear. All right. Grace is here with Grace's News.
You know what another one is, Howie?
What?
I heard, I don't know which Biden administration person it was the other day, but someone said, frankly, let me be frank. I thought, you got to say it twice. Once is it bad, but twice is like, ooh, this person's really lying to us.
That's just the version of the Billy Bulger at the 2003 congressional hearings. To the best of my recollection,
right?
I do not recall.
Exactly. Howie, I wanted to ask you if you heard about this story involving Coca-Cola. Did you hear about this?
I did.
Feeling yes. You'll have some strong opinions on this. Coca-Cola has used a training video by anti-racist activist Robin DiAngelo that tells employees to try to be less white, according to
Unwoke.
How much
do you figure this Robin DiAngelo made last year?
With the book White Fragility?
In his or her. Is it a him or a her?
I believe it's not, a her.
A her, okay. I'm going to guess at least seven figures, way over. I'm going to guess way over seven figures.
What does being less white mean? Does that mean I have to stop wearing socks with my sandals?
Taylor, I'm so glad you asked. Thank you, sir, for that segue. Be less oppressive. That's one. I'm just going to rattle these off. You guys, feel free to chime in when you feel so inclined.
Be less oppressive.
Okay. Be less arrogant.
Arrogant.
Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Is... Stop mean, dancing
opposed to,
with
as
just
opposed
my hands.
To, is LeBron James? Is LeBron James not arrogant?
Be less certain. Huh?
Certain. See, Grace, here's the problem with me. You know, a few years ago, a book came out, and the book was entitled "How the Irish Became White." I never read the book or anything like that, but I've always remembered the title because I've always assumed that I'm not going to say I was ever white. I've never become white. I'm Irish, okay? So this guy was a big lib who wrote this book, How the Irish Became White. So I, you know, as you know, Grace, I'm 53% Irish. You are even less white than I am.
Yes. Well, yes and no. I mean, physically you also have white hair. So I know you say it's blonde, but some might get confused and say it's white.
Yeah, but that's an age thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, Howie, I got to continue on this list because I don't want you to miss any of these.
Uncle Ben had white hair, you know.
Be less defensive?
That means be more offensive?
How dare you?
Be less arrogant.
Sounds like an instruction manual on how to be a submissive beta male.
Well, it's weird. They put be less arrogant in there twice.
That sounds very arrogant.
Be more humble.
So is Robin DiAngelo's book like this? She repeats stuff just to pad it out a little bit?
If you want, Howie, I can send it down
Does
to
she
you.
Have blank pages? And how are you improving yourself? Please fill out the pages
what,
here.
What I loved about reading the story, Grace, is that Coca-Cola is now claiming this is not their project, even though the Coca-Cola logo is on this PowerPoint presentation or whatever the hell it is on the internet, right?
Well, the part of it that I find
so I guess Coca-Cola should sue Robin DiAngelo for putting their logo on something they have nothing to do with.
I just find it amazing, Howie, because and you would know this better than I would. You're a boss, you're an employer of people in a business, but to spend time on this, talking about this stuff, and to spend money on PowerPoints and presentations and courses and guidelines for people, wouldn't at some point you just go, okay, why doesn't everyone get back to work? Like, why doesn't someone come up with an idea for a commercial?
Because they're afraid they're going to be canceled. They're afraid someone's going to come and try to shake them down for bigger money than they figure they're getting off cheap with paying Robin DiAngelo, a $500,000 or whatever they paid her to do this rather than, being shaken down for really big bucks.
I guess. I mean, I don't think Coke's ever going to be canceled. You'd have to rip it out of my dead cold hands.
But you know,
the
thing is, it's not like you can if you like that stuff. It's not like you can switch over to Pepsi because Pepsi has this woman who said that she liked to give the middle finger to the United States. Remember her? She was born in India. That's when I stopped drinking Pepsi. I don't. Not that I drink either of those very much, but
speak for yourself.
I thought you had given it up.
No, I gave up Diet Coke, Howie. I did not give up regular. It's kind of like how I gave up desserts for Lent, but at night, not during the day. We have to make these dispensations for ourselves.
Well, I think from the Washingtonian magazine, though, we know that one thing, Donald Trump, not being a Catholic, so he doesn't have to give up anything. But if he were a Catholic, he would not be giving up Diet Coke. I think that's a pretty clear message from that story in Washingtonian magazine.
From the button. The button on his desk. I have to say this, Howie, because I talked about this, the Diet Coke thing briefly, but I do have to say, when I was in the throes of my Diet Coke addiction, and wow, it's hard for me to even talk about because it was such a wild time. But if
do you still go to the meetings?
I have to.
The 12-step programs?
It's a lifestyle. But
how many days or years have you been in recovery?
I think 3 years. I've gone without Diet Coke. But this is what I want to say, Howie.
You are so brave.
Thank you.
You are so brave.
I know I am. But I have to say this. If you had told me back in the day when I loved Diet Coke that much that I could have a button on my desk and a butler would bring me an ice cold Diet Coke, oh my God, I would have been double fisting the DC at that point. But that's beside. Okay, I'm getting distracted here. I have to let everybody.
You ever hear
know.
The Sam Kennison cut about the Sam Kennison routine about JFK with Marilyn Monroe?
No.
About how great it is to be president.
Do you know who Sam Kennison is?
No.
It's pretty funny stuff, Grace. Even for a younger female.
Watch Back to School.
Did JFK like Diet Coke?
No, he liked Marilyn Monroe, though. And he's talking about how great it is to be president, for JFK to be with Marilyn Monroe in the Oval Office and trying to, start a nuclear war with Russia over the Cuban situation.
Very good, very good. Guys,
get
simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door, contact-free with HelloFresh. That's so important nowadays. They give you such a hard time at the store. You want it just delivered right to your door, nothing to worry about. For a limited time, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping from America's number one meal kit. That's code Howie10 for 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com. That's a really good deal.
617 points out Deval Patrick was an attorney at Coca-Cola back in the day. What else would you expect from them? That's a very good point.
Yeah, didn't he get a can?
He was very briefly, was he not? And he left with a large settlement and a big non-disclosure agreement. Same thing at Texaco.
Howie, when I was younger and I used to listen to your show, you used to talk about a Coca-Cola can hitting him in the head.
That's right. He was a victim.
Yeah.
An empty aluminum Coca-Cola. They said, Duvall, have you ever been the victim of a senseless street crime? And that was the best thing he could come up with.
Hey, I mean, if it hits you at the right angle. Hey, Howie, before I go, I want to talk a little bit about this story from NBC News. Do you see they're getting some heat. They were criticizing Governor DeSantis's coronavirus vaccine plan. And this is why they were criticizing it, because he was prioritizing seniors and Holocaust survivors. These people hate Trump so much. It's now it's kind of overflowed into Ron DeSantis. And
about SNL? What about SNL with their news update? And they were talking about how the only half of the population of Israel was going to get the vaccine. And the guy said, I'll bet I know which half is getting the number one. He had the numbers wrong, but he said he meant, you know, the Jews are going to give their.
Yeah, he said the Jewish half.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so they had a really anti-Semitic weekend, didn't they, NBC? Has the Anti-Defamation League issued a statement?
Well, Howie, it's funny.
Are my crickets around, Taylor? There's the statement from the Anti-Defamation League.
It's funny you should mention this, because I'm actually going on with Sean Spicer tonight, and that is one of the topics we're going to be talking about. And I think I'm going to ask them, you know, the theory. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, mm-hmm. does it really make a sound? If SNL is saying anti-Semitic stuff and no one's watching it, you know, does it really make the news? But what I want to talk about, Howie, here.
Just ask, I think, hey, Grace, if I may interrupt briefly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just ask, say, where's the Anti-Defamation League on this?
Say what, Howie?
Where is the Anti-Defamation League on this?
Oh, right, exactly. Howie, I do want to tell you this really quick, though. The piece, the headline was, Florida governor accused of playing politics with COVID vaccine. This is how absurd this hit piece was. It was by NBC News senior writer Corky Samasco. He wrote, DeSantis' coronavirus vaccine distribution plan has been marked by chaos, and critics say he's been quick to recognize the political gold in those precious doses, because the Republican...
Marked by chaos?
Because the Republican governor...
As opposed to what? As opposed to Massachusetts, for instance? Did you see Charlie Parker's twin, the slob governor of Maryland? Today he unveiled his new vaccination website. You know what happened like a minute after he unveiled it, Grace?
An octopus appeared.
Yes. Exactly. It crashed.
It crashed and burned. The tentacles came out.
They're like Abbott and Costello. Charlie Parker and Larry Slob Hogan.
Wait, Howie, I have to tell you one more thing, though. This is what's amazing about it. So DeSantis is getting senior citizens and Holocaust survivors vaccinated. And this is what the piece wrote. When Holocaust survivors and Cuban survivors of the Bay of Pigs debacle, revered members of two other key Florida voting blocks got their first shots, DeSantis made sure he was there for the news conference. You imagine if these people found out about Cuomo? They would really have a story in their hands. Hey, Howie, by the way, everyone should go to the 110 Grill in Plymouth and sign up to win a free dinner with Grace. Here's why. First of all, it's going to be fun. You can get whatever you want. It's on me. It's really on the 110 Grill. But it's going to be delicious. The food is so good. And the drinks are awesome. The dessert is great. We're going to get it all. But also, if you go to the 110 Grill in Plymouth and you ask to enter the contest, you get a free Plug Uglies just when you ask. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to win anything to get this free book. It's a great book. It's got a ton of pictures in it, and you get it just from entering the contest. So get to the 110 Grill in Plymouth. We're picking the winners. The dinner is this Friday, so there's only a few days left. So if you're by there and you've been putting it off, go today. 110 Grill in Plymouth, say I want to enter to win a dinner with Grace, and get yourself a free book, if nothing else.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howie.
Men, if you're tired of waking up in the middle of the night over and over again to use the bathroom, then you need Flozite. Flozite is an all-natural prostate health capsule that will decrease your bathroom trips. All those bathroom trips are not good for your health. We all need a certain number of uninterrupted hours of sleep each night to stay healthy. By taking Flozite, you will get more sleep, and a better night's sleep is beneficial to your health. Flozite has helped me, and it can help you too. Order now at Flozite.com. That's Flozyte.com. Flozyte.com. When you put in code word Howie, you will save $10 and receive free shipping. Stop all the bathroom trips tonight. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. you, dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And I don't know if you realize this. This may be somewhat disconcerting to you, but the President of the United States, Joe Biden, you know what his slogan is, according to PowerlineBlog.com, his campaign slogan? He has half a mind to be president. If that. But it turns out he has a bit of a rap sheet. He has a record. He's been confessing these things in old sound cuts where he admits this. It's like he's up before the parole board and they ask him what his priors are. It's not like being in an open courtroom. They can ask you about your priors when you're coming up for probation or parole. But they made a big deal out of all the people who were arrested at the Capitol on January 6th. But apparently, Joe Biden himself was once almost lugged inside the Capitol. This is from David Letterman a few years back. Cut one.
What was that like, walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21, and I got arrested. It was a Saturday. I was down visiting some friends at Georgetown University. And I came up on a Saturday morning because I was fascinated with the Senate. And they had a Saturday session. I walked up those days, no guards stopping you everywhere. And they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber, and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down, the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder, said, "You're under arrest."
Dun, 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 dun. On January 31st, a trial was held in and for the District of Columbia. Do we have another arrest before we move on?
This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben's Island.
That's two arrests. I bet we got more.
On our political ticker, Barack Obama's running mate playfully admitting he was arrested more than 40 years ago. Biden joked about it in Ohio. He said he was attending a football game between his university and Ohio University, and he mistakenly followed what he called, and I'm quoting now, a lovely group of women into an all-female dormitory. Biden says an officer quickly stopped him, noting that men were not allowed inside. Biden joked it was only a temporary detention.
That's three arrests. How about three strikes and you're out for Joe Biden? But wait. It's like he's like a New York felon pushing people on the subway and be let go the same day. Here's the next arrest.
I want to make clear to the press, I didn't get arrested, but I almost did. Because back in those days, you students won't appreciate this, men weren't allowed anywhere near a woman's dorm. And I got invited into a dorm. I thought I was walking into the waiting room. I got brought into the hallway.
And he was arrested by Officer Cornpot,
by an Athens policeman. But true story, unfortunately.
978. So Joe was an insurrectionist. They arrested the guy who was sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair, right? So Joe Biden is an insurrectionist. He's a domestic terrorist. Merrick Garland was talking about him today, right? He's going to crack down on domestic terrorists like Joe Biden, apparently. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Yeah, hi, thanks. So I wrote to Governor Baker last week and just told him the only reason that this vaccine rollout has been bungled by him is because he allowed the state to dispense it instead of allowing primary care physicians to determine with their own patients who should get it. The government has totally, we thought it overreached just with the shutdowns and all the dictates, but we have allowed them to now really take over our entire healthcare decisions because doctors can't tell their own patients who can get it. It's so scary.
I know. Who would you rather have making these decisions? Hospital like Mass General or Brigham and Women's or Newton Wellesley? or the Department of Public Health, which falsified 65,000 drug tests, which is now involved in the midst of a breathalyzer scandal involving tens of thousands of faked breathalyzer tests, apparently, which didn't do any observations of the New England compounding pharmacy in Framingham, leading to the deaths of 70 more people. I'm Howie Carr.